I'm talking to Lisa Lauman, Save the Children's Country Director for Haiti. She's in Port-au-Prince. When did Hurricane Sandy first hit Haiti, Lisa?
It was actually a tropical storm when it passed Haiti, and the eye of the storm didn't even hit the country. It went through Cuba, and we were at quite a distance from it. So when it came through, it was still quite strong, although it was just a tropical storm, and was followed by days of intensive rain. That Thursday and Friday of last week were just, I've hardly seen so much rain in a long time. It really led to a lot of damage in the country. There's been a substantial amount of damage to roads, a substantial amount of flooding in agricultural areas, raising serious concerns about crops. And then, of course, with the standing water and the flow of water, the increased concern about the diarrheal disease, particularly cholera.
Yes. So the government was already sort of still recovering from the earthquake of 2 years ago, I think it was. How do you think the government will handle these issues now?
Well, I think what we saw during Tropical Storm Isaac, and I think in Tropical Storm Sandy as well, is a government that is challenged by the recurrent disasters that hit the country, but also a government that is increasingly able to deal with this type of disaster. And by that I mean that the government has a national system for the management of risks and disasters. And in the last two crises that have hit the country, it's taken the lead. So while organizations like Save the Children, international organizations, other non-governmental organizations, well, we've played a role in preparation and response for disaster, we're increasingly and very collaboratively working now with the government under government leadership. I think that's a really important thing to recognize. I don't want to sound like I think that the government has infinite capacity to respond, and certainly it still very much wants to work with organizations that provide humanitarian assistance. But I think it's important to recognize that the government does have an increasing ability to coordinate and manage disaster preparedness and response here.
So the eye of the storm didn't hit Haiti directly, but still 52 people died. I think that's the current figure. Why did so many people die, do you think?
I think people were, I mean, there's flooding. People are in cars or walking along roads that flood. There's been some land movements. I think, people die because they're in the wrong place at the wrong time, or because the infrastructure is not such that it protects them from those kinds of, from incidents that occur. I think that if the road infrastructure were stronger in this country, if there were better flood control, fewer people would die in emergencies like these.
And what's the situation if you went out of your building now in Port-au-Prince? What's the situation like right now?
It depends on where you are in the city. So in the part of the town where I am now, which is somewhat elevated, there is no standing water. It's a beautiful day today, and coming to the office this morning, all the children are out looking clean and tidy and going to school. So I think, there certainly has been damage to some buildings, but it looks from here like a fairly normal day. Now, in the camps where there are still a huge number of people displaced, it's different. People lost the few assets that they have. They were flooded out. There were, at least 10 million people around the country who were displaced to the shelters that are managed by the government as part of its system. And life is much more challenging for them. It's hard when you lose most of your possessions or have them destroyed by a storm.
And what about in the south of the country?
there's been a lot of road damage. The last damage map that I took a look at showed damage in pretty much every department of the southern part of the country, much less in the north. And when you think about the fact that Haiti is already a road-challenged country, that's going to make problems for people who need to move around and for people who need to respond. Bridges have been broken. Sections of road have been washed out. There's been landsliding over parts of the road, parts of some of the roads, and then parts of roads are flooded. Haiti is not a large country geographically, but in terms of moving around, it's very challenging. We have parts of areas where we work in the Southeast Department that if there were a normal freeway, it would be an hour drive to reach, and instead travel from, where our office is in the Southeast Department, it takes about 8 hours before you go by boat. So the terrain is quite rugged.
Okay, Lisa Lahman, thanks very much for that.